After months of conversations and bargains and deal-making, Wisconsin has a signed budget. Governor Tony Evers signed the plan yesterday.
This budget delivers on many of the important promises I made to the people of Wisconsin and makes progress towards fixing our roads, supporting schools, increasing funding for health care, and cutting taxes for working families.
The governor used his powerful veto pen, which allows him to delete words, numbers, and punctuation to make 78 partial vetoes to the $82 billion budget approved by the state's GOP-led legislature. Those changes include boosting education funding, eliminating a vehicle registration fee, decrease for large vehicles. There's a line for you as we explore this budget, 800-642-1234. Did this end in a compromise from your perspective? Are you happy that the budget is signed and lawmakers can move on to other efforts? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Laura White is back with us. She is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter, co-host of the WPR Politics podcast. Laurel, good morning.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So we saw those 78 items in the GOP budget with partial vetoes, but a big move in education funding. What did we learn there?
So the governor increased K-12 education funding in Wisconsin by about $65 million. He did that by tweaking the language for per pupil funding in Wisconsin just a little bit using that powerful veto pen he has. He added $63 a year per pupil, and that actually amounted to about an $87 million increase, but that overall increase went down to about $65 million because he also vetoed a roughly $18 million technology program that would have allowed schools to apply for state grant funding to buy personal computing devices. Evers essentially said he thought that money could be better spent elsewhere on programs that are more proven to close the achievement gap. That's what he said in his veto message.
So how much more will the governor's budget cost than what was proposed to him?
So actually, there's not a huge change in terms of overall cost between what the legislature passed last week and what the governor approved yesterday. That's because where the governor was able to increase some spending, he found kind of corresponding cuts in other parts of the budget. So it's roughly the same.
Well, let's hear how Republicans are reacting to this. And here's Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald.
Told you this was a good budget last week. I want to thank Governor Evers for signing the budget into law today with minimal changes, including full embracing the middle class tax cut.
So the middle class tax cut, it sounds like the majority leader is really pleased there with what the outcome was on this budget.
He was. You know, the Republican Senate Majority Leader had a press conference right after the governor signed the budget, and he really characterized the governor's action as one that was positive for Republican lawmakers. He said, you know, kind of as you heard him say there, the governor really signed into law a Republican budget. He didn't make too many changes. He said the changes he did make were minimal. The only thing that Senator Fitzgerald expressed some disappointment in were the changes the governor made to work requirements for programs like food stamps in Wisconsin. The governor did take away some of the funding that the state would have used to implement those work requirements, which are actually slated to expand later this year, as well as some state money that was going to be used to implement drug testing for some state public benefits as well.
Talking with Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter, and we're looking at the newly signed budget signed yesterday by Governor Evers. Laurel, not all Republicans responded positively, I understand. What was the reaction from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss?
So Assembly Speaker Voss really focused on those benefits changes, the work requirement changes. I think it's safe to say his statement was very powerfully worded and very critical. He essentially said the governor is, quote, intent on trapping people in welfare. He said the people of Wisconsin support these work requirements and drug testing requirements, and the governor is kind of subverting that with his veto messages and also taking away an incentive for people to remove themselves from these public benefit programs. It's a little bit in line with some of the language that we've heard from Republican lawmakers over the past few weeks. They've talked more about welfare in the state of Wisconsin, I think, recently than they had in the previous part of budget negotiations. They started characterizing the Medicaid expansion in Wisconsin as an expansion of welfare. So I think this focus on welfare, the welfare system in Wisconsin, by Voss in his reaction is pretty consistent with sort of a brewing message within the party in the state.
Something that popped out at me, Laurel, as I watched that press conference by the governor as he explained the budget from what he saw it, that he had really sharp words for Republicans, that they picked their voters and really essentially didn't follow the will of the people, and kind of speaking to gerrymandering there. What is he looking at in terms of a redistricting committee?
So the governor said he's going to reintroduce a proposal that would create a nonpartisan redistricting commission in Wisconsin. We've seen that sort of system in states like Iowa. The governor did include that in his overall budget proposal earlier this year, but Republican lawmakers took it out over the course of the budget negotiation, as they did with dozens of other proposals that the governor had initially put in there. So what he's saying there is that that should be a focus for the state of Wisconsin, particularly on the heels of that U.S. Supreme Court decision last week that struck down lawsuits challenging gerrymandered maps across the country. So Evers is going to make a big push, I think, when we see lawmakers come back in the fall, for them to at least debate and consider that nonpartisan gerrymandering commission. Now, we're not entirely sure what the levels of support are in the Republican Assembly and Senate for that proposal, but it's certainly not something that they have proposed in the past.
Healthcare was also certainly a focal point of the governor's budget. What did we see happen in healthcare?
So the governor, similarly to his rhetoric about the nonpartisan redistricting commission, he talked about reintroducing the Medicaid expansion when lawmakers come back in the fall. You know, he would obviously have to coordinate with Democratic lawmakers. The governor himself cannot introduce a bill into the state legislature. But he said that that Medicaid expansion was so important to him in this budget process that he believes it sort of deserves another strike at potentially making it through Wisconsin, another chance. Now, it's incredibly unlikely that that Medicaid expansion would move forward because it has very strong opposition within the Republican majority, and Republicans do have very strong majorities, particularly in this assembly.
In the last minute we have, what else struck you about this budget and how the governor approached it?
Well, I think it was interesting to see the governor comment on his consideration of vetoing the budget in its entirety. You know, we've talked about that possibility over the past several days. It would have been an unprecedented move for Governor Evers. A governor has never vetoed the entire state budget since we went to an executive budget in the 1930s. He said he decided not to do that, even though he strongly considered it, because he thought it would be a very partisan move, something that would contribute to sort of that bitterness and back and forth between the parties. And he said, Wisconsinites are tired of that sort of thing. I'm going to sign this budget in the spirit of compromise, even though, in his words, it's in many ways inadequate and falls pretty far short of what he proposed earlier this year.
Laurel, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter, co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. Coming up, it is the 4th of July, and we're considering the history of the American flag and other iconic flags. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.